Spell Me a Witch by Barbara Willard. Read by Rula Lenska. Chapter 1. Something Terrible. The pupils, there were 9 of them, stood on the wide steps at the door of the tower, waving to their principal as she set out on her journey. At last she was entirely out of sight, and their hands grew still, their arms dropped to their sides. A gleam came into their eyes, however. 3 days, cried the wickedest of them all, mistakenly named Angelica. 3 whole days she'll be away at that stupid old conference. Just think what we can do in the time. And just think what we'd better not do, said one of the older but less clever ones. You can do what you like. I'm going to enjoy myself, cried the wickedest. And I think, just for a start, I shall turn you all into pale pink mice. The youngest squeaked as if she was a mouse already. And certainly all sorts of extraordinary things had happened before now to the pupils at the tower. Before the final meeting was properly over, Belladonna Agrimony slipped quietly from the conference hall and made her way to the cloakroom to collect her broomstick. All she wanted now was to get home to her girls as soon as possible. This was less because she missed them and longed to see them again than because she could not trust the little wretches not to get up to some ridiculous exploit while her back was turned. Bettany, her assistant, her second in command, or whatever one liked to call her, should be able to control the pupils, of course. Her trouble was that in spite of her rigorous training, she had somehow never learnt to be tough. Belladonna was quite exhausted by the conference, which had kept the highest order of witches, the Seventy Sisterhood, behind tightly closed doors for 3 long days. She yawned as she crossed the wide hall with its beautiful sweeping staircase. The sisters always chose stately homes for their autumn meetings.